Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Masters officially suspended for the rest of the day. That resumes 8 a.m. tomorrow, maybe. Weather's supposed to be worse tomorrow in Augusta than it is today. This tournament ain't wrapping up by Sunday. At least I don't think so.
Will we get to watch any golf tomorrow, you think?
I don't know. Based on what the early forecasts were, and I have not checked in the last few hours, the early forecast made it sound like Saturday was the worst day. They were at least able to get some play in today. I'm not sure what it will look like tomorrow, but the Masters, like Augusta, does have that like system that drains the course incredibly well.
It's
like,
very hilly too.
It is, and they've got it where they like it literally sucks the water out. And probably the best irrigation system in the country out of any golf course. So we'll see what they're able to do there.
We've seen that up close and personal.
We have. And I wish that we were able to see it up close and personal there. This time it was great going to the Masters with Benny because we were able to get right into the front row. They put us there because they knew we wouldn't be able to see over anybody if we were to be in the main. If we were to be in the main gallery.
Do people know why you're making fun of my height?
Ben Brost earlier today measured in at under 6'1", despite telling the world that he's 6'2". For the last few years, he was 6'7" and we're rounding up to 6'1" because we're being mean to him elsewhere. But he was very insistent he was 6'2". We made the measurement. You called for the measurement, by the way.
Yeah, I set myself up for failure. I realize I'm not a good negotiator. I'm taller than you guys. I have all the power in this instance, but somehow I can't get on rides at roller coasters when I was younger.
Yeah, it's a sad sight to see here for Ben Brost. But
Greg couldn't see that sight because he was too short growing up.
Yeah, but when it doesn't bother me because I'm actually short and I know it, it takes all the fun away.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. Gazing.
It's better when we said it.
So we should be at the Masters right now. And it would have lined up perfectly for us based on how we normally do the Masters. We did it back-to-back years, 18, 19, and then obviously COVID hit. Wasn't a Masters in 20. Wasn't really people there in 21. Or there was Masters. No. Did they play the Masters in 2020?
Yeah, it was in the fall.
That's right. They moved it to the fall and then the spring. Both of them were kind of like diminished crowds. I didn't mean that as a short joke. They were diminished crowds. And then in 22 was kind of like the first year that we probably could have, but life was crazy. And then this year was the year that it was like, all right, we had talked about it. We didn't end up going, but normally we do a Wednesday, Thursday at the course. Then Friday we would go a wheels up party on Thursday night. And then Friday would have been
a hangout
day. Hanging out at the Double Eagle Club there with our guys, at the Wheels Up House there with our guys. And then on Saturday, we're usually first thing out. That's how we've played it those past few years. We did have 1 year where we did that. We were there Wednesday and Thursday, and then we hit the Wheels Up party on Thursday night. All-time great Wheels Up party. You had the Snapchat memories in your phone last night. We were with our guy, Kenny Dichter there from Wheels Up, SVP. You learned an incredible life lesson that night.
Don't ask for a yes twice, folks. So I asked SVP to join Scalzo and Brust on, this is when we were 11A show. And I was like, hey, Scott, like, would love to have you on the show. He goes, yeah, Ben, like, would love to. I'll join. And so then Benny Youngster, we'll say a less seasoned Ben, got a little, you know, a little buzz going. We were ride sharing, safe ride home. But the night was wrapping up, and I was like, you know, hey, I'm going to go talk to Scott again. I think Scott likes me, you know, just double check. And Scott's in a conversation with very important people, way more important than me. And I go, hey, Scott, just real quick before I go, are you cool to come on the show tomorrow? He goes, yeah, I already told you I was. And that's when Wheels Up CEO, Wisconsin-Madison alum Kenny Dichter looked at me. He put his hand on my shoulder and he said, Ben, you don't ask for a yes twice. And that will stick with me forever.
A lot of tequila, a lot of Bud Lights that night at the Wheels Up
Scott
party.
Scott joined the show.
And Ben Bruss got a text message that night. Got a text message that night from one Jim Nance. This is when you know that you're big time, even if you're little. Little big time Ben Brust. He gets a text message from Jim Nance who says, hey, Ben, I want you to meet me at Butler's Cabin, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. This is round two of the Masters. Jim Nance, the voice of the Masters, inviting Ben Brust to a 9 a.m. Butler's Cabin visit at Augusta National.
Now, important note here. I had already been in Butler's Cabin. I was hanging out with Ryan Fitzpatrick, the longtime backup quarterback in the NFL. Got my picture down there, which you cannot have your phones in the Masters. So the fact that Jim Nance wanted to get the picture and texted to me made me feel like I made it.
How much taller was Fitzpatrick than you?
By today's standards, after learning I'm 6'1", 3 inches.
He's 6'4", guy. I genuinely have no idea.
I have no idea either.
He's a brainiac, yeah. So Ben Bruss gets the text message on Thursday night before Augusta on Friday morning. We have ourselves a great time, a great night. And it's at like this house in a big uppity fancy neighborhood outside Augusta, which isn't the nicest town in the world. Benny and I would leave the party, smiles ear to ear, walking down this random neighborhood, yep, ripping heaters,
yep,
and just talking about what a great night it was, what a great time it was, and what the day was going to bring tomorrow. Benny's going to hit Butler Cabin in the morning, hang out at the Masters that Friday morning. I was going to get to the Double Eagle Club, get the show set up, make sure we were in good shape, because at that point we were
11, 8 to noon
Central
which was
time.
Noon to 1 Eastern.
Yep. And so we're like, all right, and then you'll come back, you'll meet me, and we'll get the show done, and we'll do it up again on that Friday. And so, you know, go to bed in the wee hours of the morning. I wake up a little bit late because I know Ben's probably already out. He was going to head to the course at probably around 8 a.m. He was going to go and get a breakfast in at the Double Eagle Club before that. So I roll out of bed at, I don't know, 8:30, 8:45, roll down to the Double Eagle Club, which is a nice hospitality area. And they've got a great omelet station, breakfast buffet.
Oh, the omelet station.
You could kind of go there before you're going into the tournament, leave your cell phone there, grab breakfast, grab a Bloody Mary, grab a drink, whatever, screwdriver, whatever you want, and then head on down to the tournament. You could return because you could actually re-enter the Masters. I don't know if you could
can't
still
do that anymore.
You could re-enter the Masters, so you could go twice at that point. So you could go there, come back, refresh, check your phone, whatever, have lunch, however you want to do it, and then go back. And so I walk in the morning, and it's generally pretty empty because the people who are going to go to the tournament go in, and then they leave to go in there, and then lunch gets a little busier. I'm walking in. It's probably, 8:45 at this point, and I walk in, and immediately I see Ben Brust with a screwdriver in front of him and a hot omelet. And he's just chowing it down. And he had left, by the way, at like 7:30 in the morning.
I left really early.
So, like,
I was a couple screwdrivers deep.
I was sleeping on the couch at the house we were at. Ben got a bedroom. I was on the couch, happy to do it. I'll do it again. Benefit of being 5'7". And Benny walks out 7:30 in the morning. So when I walk into the place, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Because I see Benny, screwdriver in front of him, pounding an omelet, and I walk over to him and I'm like, dude, aren't you supposed to be there? Like, you're supposed to meet like Nance in 10 minutes at Butler Cabin. He just looks up at me and he goes, nah.
I blew off Jim Nance.
And you blew off Jim Nance. No text, no call, nothing to say, hey, I'm not going to meet you there.
Wait, you didn't tell him?
I didn't tell him.
Didn't tell him. A straight blow off of
Jim Nance. I eventually apologized. I wonder if I have any texts from him recently.
I I have a couple questions I'd like filled in on here. At any point, did you try and make the ask for maybe Greg to join you at Butler's Cabin, or is that totally out of the picture?
Honestly, no, and I never expected it, and I never asked you to include me in that.
I was just saying from like...
It would have been a nice move.
It would have been a nice move. You know what? Here's my goal. Here's my promise to you right now.
Don't make it a promise.
No, no, no.
You can say goal. No. Let's stick to goal.
Here's my promise to you. Greg Scalzo and Ben Brust will be in Butler's Cabin next year at the Masters.
You got that one, Joshy?
I have marked it. It is set aside. It is good to go. All Ben, right. Do you know what you just did?
Yeah. I
love it.
Under promise, over deliver.
I'd love it. Like, it would be absolutely incredible.
Or over promise and under deliver.
And we wouldn't blow it off. So, yes, Ben Brust blows off the Masters, blows off Jim Nantz on a Friday. And we sit there at the Double Eagle Club, have
free
ourselves
drinks,
a day.
Free booze. Everyone's loving me. Made friends with everybody.
Did you at any point regret your decision that day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know when you get a little hungover, and I don't drink as much anymore, but the hangover of like I'm so anxious, like I don't know how I'm going to function, and I didn't belong in Butler's Cabin in the shape I was in. You know what I mean?
I think you just got to pull together. That's like... Butler's Cabin is like somebody asking you to go on the field at the Super Bowl.
Is it?
It's more special than that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not
it's
even
more
close.
Exclusive.
It's more special than that. Yeah. There's a lot of people on the field at the Super Bowl every year. Like, there's very few people.
I have a picture at Butler's Cabin. So what are you guys so mad about?
I mean, again, I'm more... I don't know if we get the invite back next year. Like, he was probably waiting. My vision of this is Ben Brust eating an omelet at the Double Eagle Club and Jim Nantz waiting there with 4 to 7 celebrities and maybe their guests because they might have invited their guests and looking down and just being like, hold on, we got to wait. We got to wait for Ben Brust. Yeah, you know, he played in the Final Four a few years back with the Badgers. Great guys. You guys will love him. I'm sure he'll be here any minute and then we can take a quick tour, get our pictures in. 5 minutes later, he's looking around. Checking his phone, like, Ben probably doesn't have his phone. Did he get lost? We gotta wait another 10 minutes. And meanwhile, we've got, like, freaking Colin Kaepernick or Patrick Mahomes. I'm trying to think of that era of football player, like, a great NFL quarterback. Like, and you've got one of those guys just sitting there waiting, being like, man, when are we gonna get to go inside the cabin? And they're all waiting for you.
How was it? Walk me through your apology.
I think I ran through it with Greg about 10 times before I pressed send.
Correct.
You didn't even phone call it.
Mm-mm. I mean, he was in the middle of, like, calling the Masters.
By the way, that night, Ben Brust also blew off a concert.
I did.
And then didn't go out with me and just went to bed early.
You're not a foxhole guy.
And I went to downtown Augusta by myself. And
probably one of the worst
bizarre
places you could go downtown by yourself.
Sitting in a dive bar. Hammering home Bud Lights. And the next morning, we drove back to the Atlanta airport and bet on Japanese baseball in the lottery.
We won the baseball, lost the lottery.
In case you wonder, at that point, we could make bets on the over-under of aggregate balls in the New York and Massachusetts state lotteries. Why? I don't know.
And that, my friends, is how you do the Masters.
Benny, why don't you tell us about your friends at Screamin' Sicilian Pizza?
Well... I'll get the Screaming Sicilian over at the Double Eagle Club by the time we make it next year or wherever we're hanging out at the Masters because it's the best pizza you can have in the entire world. Stuffed crust pizza's delicious. Thin and crispy's delicious. And the OG of Screaming Sicilian is absolutely delicious. All three with different flavors and different tastes and different strokes for different folks. That's what I love about Palermo's and the Screaming Sicilian. You got the Bessie's Revenge with your cheese. You got the Holy Pepperoni. You got the Mother of Meat, Supremus Maximus, and Joshy, the Mambo Italiano.
Mambo.
Find your screaming pleasure. Woo! In your local grocery freezer.
We go pole dancing next. It's Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
Speaking of punishments.
Oh, Benny, you sneaky, sneaky boy.
No, guys. This is one of those times where, like, sometimes I try to bamboozle things. I didn't bamboozle this one.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Weather is brought to you by Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center in Waukesha. Play Whistling Straits and other pro tour courses, whatever the weather is, in one of their 12 state-of-the-art simulators.
Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up.
Scouts over us on a Friday across the ESPN Wisconsin East Big Time Betting for us. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show. Even bigger time, Alex G running the show. At the ESPN Madison Studios downtown off the Capitol Square. Got the music going. We got the energy going. We got everything going here today on a Friday. And it's Friday. So, Josh, it's time to go pole dancing.
They've got questions. And we've got answers. Time to give the people what they want. Let's go pole dancing on Scalzo and Brust.
Every week we go up and down the dial. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. All our fellow shows, all of our fellow hosts to the questions they themselves they couldn't answer. We say, you know what? We got you. We'll answer it for you. Joshy, what do we got on the polls this week?
Let's start here with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, which you can hear 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. That's 7 to 9 a.m. Is it fair that Haley Cruz Mitchell can no longer attend Brewers games until Garrett Mitchell starts to slump? Duh, 77%. Nope, 23%.
I don't like the duh as an option, by the way.
Yeah. Neither. It's like, it's the most... Josh, you should like it, because you are very much a leading poll guy. You like to lead people in a certain
fair
direction.
Fair and balanced.
The answer is no. Like, this is when baseball superstition reaches a ridiculous level. Like, okay, his wife wasn't at the game that he hit a walk-off home run. Great. So great. There's 162 games. If we really think there's a connection between her not being there and him playing well, there's an issue. Mental.
Yeah, I'm on the other side. I think, of course, like, it's fair. Like, what?
Are you laughing at his hair?
No, I'm laughing that you assumed he had mental problems.
Mental was a little strong.
I'm
weak-minded.
I'm going to go ahead and say, how tall do we think Garrett Mitchell is? I'm going to go ahead and say...
The tall, short jokes aren't hitting anymore, right?
Oh, they are.
I'm going to go ahead and say, like, there is 81 home games. Therefore, yeah, of course it's fair. Like, hey, sit these ones out. It's a funny media story. It's a fun story. It's like the beginning of the season. If you're a spouse.
You're so lame. You don't believe this.
If you're a spouse, would you want to go to all 81 games?
If she could, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'd like, if my partner was in, like, in a professional sport, I'd want to go to as many games as possible.
Yeah, I don't know if I would.
I think if the boys are on the sticks and it's overriding a game when it's like game 64, it's meh.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Baseball's all about superstition. I think it's great. I think it's funny.
Let's stick with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here. How long do you think you could last hopping the railing and running onto a field? 0 to 15 seconds, 37%, 16 to 30 seconds, 40%, 31 to 45 seconds, 10%. And 46 are longer, only 13%.
I'm over a minute. Easy.
Easy peasy?
Easy peasy.
Does it start once your
Ben
foot
won't
hits?
Get caught. He can just find a vent and just crawl right out of the stadium.
You don't even give me a chance to make my own short jokes.
I'm sorry. Go for it. I told him during the break, too, that I feel like I was done with short jokes.
He doesn't need to jump the railing. No, he can just go under it.
I challenged him. I was like, oh, no, they're not hitting. And now he's coming back full force.
No, it's just I could see the vision of it. You could probably make it over 46 seconds, too.
Thanks, Greg. Because I'm so short and I'm going to be shiftier
I was thinking
and quicker.
Because you're athletic, but...
No, I mean, look, and I can crawl through the security guard's legs.
That's true, actually.
Hey!
Let's look with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here. Are you all in on the Jets being the Hard Knocks
team
this
season? Well, real
quick,
before we move on, like, what's the strategy? Like, because I feel like at some point you have to know your exit point, draw the security away from it, and then double back. Like, when I was at the Waste Management Open earlier this year, and we were there that Friday when there was the streaker, Dude McGuy or whatever his name was, and he stripper pulled the 16th flag, but he knew he needed to get out of a tunnel, run up 17, and jump into the lake, and he executed it perfectly, but that wasn't spontaneous. Like, you need to know what your plan is.
It's got to be strategized.
Yeah.
And you got to draw them all close to you so you can break
away. That's what I was going
to
say. Yeah. I think you hop on the field, you run around a little bit, reel them in close to where you started,
right
then
through their legs.
Run! Okay, or go through the legs because you're short.
Are you all in on the Jets being the Hard Knocks team this season? Yes, 80%. No, 20%.
I mean, yes. I actually want Aaron Rodgers to talk
again. How does Aaron Rodgers take that?
He would love it.
He would love it.
You think he loves it?
Yes.
Because he would use it as a pulpit for him to be able to...
He would show off how present he is in the off-season, film rooms.
Not only that, but like for him to like give off like his takes, the stuff that you hear on McAfee sometimes, but more in-depth. You get a inside view of his New York apartment and like... He would be great on it.
Let's take you through what this crystal means to me.
He would be great on it. And I think that he would get some enjoyment out of it because I also think that he is of the belief, and I tend to agree with this belief, that people don't necessarily respect the sort of player, the sort of leader that he is. And I think if they were to see it firsthand like that, they would get exposure at what true greatness looks like.
Spoken like a true number one supporter of Aaron Rodgers.
Let's move on here to Homer and Tony. What is the most you would pay for a $100 Aaron Rodgers jersey? $5, 49%.
Packers jersey for context?
I have to imagine.
Yeah, because the prices here are lower than, so yeah, these
good
are
point,
on
good
sale.
Point.
$5, 49%, $10, $16, $20, $19, or $50,
$15. I'll pay $20. I'm not a jersey guy.
I was going to say, we're not jersey guys. What are you going to do with it even for $20?
But like, that's a forever Packer jersey. People are like angry about it now. In 10 years, you're going to pay $100, $200 for some Mitchell and Ness throwback Rodgers Packer jersey. Like, the people that would... Like, he's going to be an all-time Packer for the next
I still don't need the jersey. I'm out. $0.
It's $20.
Nah.
You washed one of your Potawatomi...
I'm not happy about that,
tickets.
Though. I'm not happy about that. It would have collected $120.
Think about that. That's one-sixth of that. You could have just bought one. For $5, you wouldn't buy an Aaron Rodgers jersey?
No. What am I going to do with it? It's a waste of $5.
Sticking here with Homer and Tony, who do you think the Packers would be better off having this coming season? Aaron Rodgers, 39%, or Brian Gutekunst, 61%.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's not even close. The idea that you
would pick a GM over a Hall of Famer is just, I mean, we're losing our minds.
The idea that you, and the fact that people voted on Goody is wild. The idea that you would take the guy who you trust to pick great players over the guaranteed great player is why.
They're picking someone who they also would complain about all the time about draft picks. We're in backwards world, man.
Here's the thing:
Packers fans don't deserve Aaron Rodgers anymore, to be honest.
If you were to put this on here and said, "Who do you think the Packers would be better off having this coming season?" Like after Rodgers gets traded, and you said Jordan Love or Brian Gutekunst, it would flip. Like this 100%. Is all about Aaron Rodgers.
It's all about hatred.
And none of it.
Actually, I don't mind that poll. I just want to show the flippage.
Little flippage.
I'm good at flip flopping.
Yep,
a poll would do so.
I got to tell everybody about the amazing juice coming out of Swisher, Iowa from our friends at Cedar Ridge Distillery.
The juice is loose.
They got an original 86 bourbon, the best-selling bourbon in Iowa for the third straight years, now making a home in Wisconsin. They've got the Quintessential, one of the highest-awarded American single malts of 2022, a top 8 whiskey by wine enthusiasts in 2022, the best American single malt of the year by John Barleycorn Awards, and that is my second favorite thing that Cedar Ridge Distillery makes, and it's still one of my all-time favorite single malts. Because my favorite.
What's the first favorite?
Is, of course, the Scalzo and Bruss Private Barrel Bourbon and Rye Whiskeys.
You can pick them up. Greg Scalzo here for Cedar.
You can pick them up at Discount Liquor. Is that what I sound like on the commercials? Greg Scalzo here.
Greg
for
Scalzo
Cedar
here.
Ridge.
Yeah.
Don't you hate hearing those commercials when you're listening, like, no, for Ben Brust?
I love hearing myself. You know that.
You can pick up the Scalzo and Brust Private Barrel Bourbon and Rye Whiskeys in Milwaukee at Discount Liquor in Waukesha and Milwaukee in Madison at Steve's Liquor. Enjoy some of that great whiskey and bourbon at Buck and Honey's, Monona, Sun Prairie, Wanakee. Three tremendous locations.
So they're breaking ground on a fourth officially.
Soon to be another one. Ben Brust broke that news to everybody. I don't know if they realized it or not one day, but he broke it to everybody before we were ready to break it. So pick it up. Scalzo and Brust Private Barrel, Bourbon and Rye Whiskeys there.
Aaron Rodgers throwing passes with Alan Lazard in the offseason as a Packers fan. Does that bother you? We'll explore that next on Scalzo and Brust.
You were so close. Crap. And you stepped all over yourself.
Because I was excited about the first part.
That's true. We'll talk That's about sure. that next. It's Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
It's hard for me to put into terms, but at some point I just respect Jesse Nelson for the way he plans his life. It's better than all of us put together.
100%. I don't know. I think I one-up him.
Are you now upset that Jesse is better than you at skipping out on work and blatantly just presenting excuses that shouldn't be acceptable excuses?
No, I take that back.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts. I thought I had you on.
Ben Brust, I'm Greg Scalzo, Pastor DiMaggio, Alex G on the show. You're actually upset.
No, I'm not.
I can feel
There's
it.
Nothing to be upset about. I'm not
I'm
upset
wearing
at you.
A crystal today in honor of Aaron Rodgers, and I think it's making me more perceptive to the energies around me. You have a very defeated energy.
Oh my gosh, you couldn't have sounded more of a douche in your life right there.
You do. So in case you missed it, Ben Brust, who's claimed he was 6'2 for the last decade, was so confident that he brought a measuring tape in, and he ended up measuring at 6 foot. 7'8".
6'1".
6 foot.
It was 6 foot one. You saw it.
6 foot and 7/8".
No.
Joshy, what did he measure at?
6 foot and 7/8".
And we believe everything that Greg and Josh say on the show.
I mean, that's what happened.
It's cold, hard facts.
And now you're throwing paper at me, which is why I know you're passive-aggressively upset about this.
No.
It's okay.
Thanks.
We'll get through. 800-990-ESPN-800-990-0-37-76. And I feel like you're being spiteful right now. And I feel like that's why Aaron Rodgers, and we're getting reports about this, Aaron Rodgers is going to be doing his off-season work with Alan Lazard, who's going to be the third, if not fourth, wide receiver on the New York Jets, but a former Packer himself, and obviously somebody who's got some sort of rapport with Aaron Rodgers. And those two guys will be working out together this off-season following all the noise coming off of two out of three back-to-back seasons for Aaron Rodgers, because this season, when he happened to not win the MVP, he was not working out in the offseason with his wide receivers, which he had never done ever at any point in his career.
This is amazing, though, because this is his way of talking, right? We haven't heard from Aaron Rodgers since Goody, right? Like, since Goody came out, owners meetings, Rodgers goes on McAfee, right? They go back and forth. I love that Rodgers is doing Rodgers. This is how he gets a word in sometimes without saying a word. It's, all the people that wanted me to show up to OTAs, all the people that wanted me to work out with Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson. Well, guess what? I wasn't in a position in my career, and the Packers were finally in a position where if they didn't utilize draft picks on, you know, Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt, maybe traded one of those picks for a veteran wide receiver, maybe I would have been more inclined to come in earlier and help the Packers build towards the Super Bowl. But that roster ain't it. And right now, the Jets are making me at least feel like they're going to go all in, so I'm going to give them a little bit.
It's going to be interesting to see if now all of a sudden, like, you get a Garrett Wilson sighting with Rodgers over the summer, if you get a Mecole Hardman sighting with Rodgers in the summer, you know, if you get Breece Hall out there, and, like, all of a sudden Rodgers starts being the guy that everybody
wanted him to be.
But here's the thing is, nobody cared about this at this point last year. Not a single human being on earth was like, I can't believe Aaron Rodgers isn't working out with...
I don't know about that.
Who?
Oh, at this point, after the draft, people wanted him to be around for...
People wanted him to be around for a two-week OTA.
Yeah, offseason, yeah.
Nobody got mad at him because he didn't fly out Sammy Watkins to run 9 routes out in Malibu with
Sammy him. Probably would have got a tight hamstring on the plane.
It's true. Trying so hard not to make a short joke. Right,
I can see it in your eyes.
You can?
Yep.
All right, good restraint. Pat on the back to me for not making the short joke.
Do not give him a round of applause.
I mean, I think I deserve it. Thank you. The idea of Sammy Watkins being tall and getting like a hamstring and never having to be your concern was going to be kind of the ethos of that joke. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Aaron Rodgers now taking his time to get working in the offseason with Alan Lazard. Does that rile you up as a Green Bay Packer fan? Like, that's my question. And I think it should because I think he wants it. He wants it to. I don't think any of this matters as much as we're pretending like it matters. Because I don't know how Aaron Rodgers would have been that good for that long where he needed to do this with his wide receivers in order to be that great and just didn't do it. Because he didn't do it.
I still have a hard time, like, connecting the dots of... I've got a perfect puzzle. Really? Really? If you are wise, you guys have now done an entire show for yourselves.
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
I'm going to keep going with my take. Getting terribly fat. It's going to be really hard looking at you guys mock me being short. What was my take? Hey, Greg, you got to come back. I'm defeated. If you're not greedy,
you will go far. Oh, no. I see it in your eyes.
Doopity-doo.
I mean, has anyone ever felt smaller for being 6 feet tall than Ben Bross?
6'1".
He's somehow the shortest 6 foot in the world.
Oh, man. Seems like a convenient time to tell you about my incredible experience with American Family. He's mad at me! You're mad at me!
You're going to need life insurance.
Hey-o!
Dude, just threaten Greg on air.
But you do get great discounts at American Family Insurance, like when you protect both your home and auto with American Family. You can save up to 28%. They have an incredible digital home quoting tool that makes choosing insurance simple. Coverages, special coverages that truly protect you from the unexpected, like equipment breakdown, designed to protect things like your home appliances, music, and gaming systems, so you can sleep more peacefully knowing that all your gadgets are covered too. They've got policies designed for first-time homeowners, and for me, as a first-time homeowner, there was nothing better than working with American Family Insurance, because they do have discounts for first-time homebuyers, like a renovated home discount and a new home discount. But the fact that you have an agent, a local American Family Insurance agent, is so incredibly valuable, because inevitably something's going to go wrong at your home and you're going to need to submit a claim and you're not going to know where to start and you're not going to know what to do, but you're going to be scared and you're going to be stressed and you're going to be anxious. And to be able to call somebody you know and you trust and you have a relationship with because they're your local agent, instead of calling some nameless, faceless 800 number and being on hold and talking to different people every step of the way, you have one person, one team at your back that's going to help you through every step of the process so that you can get your claim over-delivered. It's been my experience with AmFam. It'll be yours as well. Find your local American Family Insurance agent at AmFam.com. We'll see if we can get Benny Best back up into the 6 foot territory coming up next on Scalzo and Bras, presented by Bud Light. We're going to tell him all the great things about him.
And I'm going to help give away free beer and free pizza to the Scalzo and Bras family, but only if you haven't laughed at any of the short jokes Greg has made today.
Brewers and Cardinals tonight.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Yeah, we probably handled that the incorrect way today, man.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We made it, Wisconsin. We made it!
Save me.
Wisconsin Brews, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Your 5-1 Brewers take on the Cardinals tonight.
Got any day bets?
Bucks got the number one seed in all of the NBA, clinched earlier this week.
I did another over 1.5 goals in the first period yesterday. 3-0 on those.
You just keep them running.
There's no hockey games tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be tough because I would say betting all about the Masters tomorrow. This weekend is the Masters weekend in sports.
I mean, Brewers run line's a little big for me in a NL Central clash.
Yeah, I mean, Brewers going to be what's out there to bet on tonight and
it's
into
Woody.
The weekend, I think.
He's minus 160 against the Cardinals. I like Woody, but I don't want to go the run line.
That's what she said.
We were one line late on that.
I just didn't know if you had anything. I'm just looking for something to bet tonight.
I don't know. I mean, you know what? Pound of water, Joe, after the show.
That's
get
right.
Get the neurons firing.
That'll get me going. And I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to place a bet because it gives me clean, healthy energy.
But what you can't do is end up playing the video roulette stuff tonight.
I don't have any of that unlocked on my phone, so I can't do any irresponsible gambling. But what I can do is tell you about why you should go to your local retailer and get Water Joe, because it gives me the clean, healthy energy that I want and that you should want, right? The soda... An energy drink, you look at that can, that label, and everything comes with it, and it's just horrible for you. Have some water, Joe. Hydrate before you go out. Get that energy before you go out. When you wake up and you might want to work out, maybe a little drowsy, Water Joe, right? Think about work. 2 o'clock, Water Joe. Greg might be tired after maybe his kid wakes him up in the middle of the night. Greg in the morning, Water Joe. I mean, Water Joe, Water Joe, Water Joe. Get it done.
On Twitter, at Scalzo and Russ, the only poll of the day. If you are 6'7", are you actually 6'1"? 78% say yes, 22% say no. Jonathan Bruss chimes in and says, I'm 5'10 3/4". I'm 5'10". That means your brother, who's only 2 inches shorter than you, is saying you're actually 6 feet tall.
He is a puppet of Greg Scalzo.
Zach Showalter, however, chimes in and said to your brother, no, you're not.
Exactly. He's not 5'10". He's 5'10 3/4". Just like I'm 6'1".
That could be the case. Pat on the back to Joshy and I for ultimately only using half of our short jokes on the air today. We've been utilizing the off button, so we've been telling them to each other, but haven't been putting all of them on the air. And Ben
all
still
right,
feels like we ran this into the ground.
What's the one that you guys were saying to each other that you wish you got on the air?
I mean, they're all happening in context, though.
Yeah.
Like the last one, Joshy just whispered in my ear is, will Water Joe make Ben taller?
Oh, good one.
It does
actually may.
It does everything else.
It actually may. I sense some jealousy in this room.
That's what it is. It is all jealousy. You know what I'm jealous about? I'm jealous for the people who got injured by this tree falling at the Masters. Because if they end up getting memberships, although you know what? I initially thought, if they end up getting memberships, that would be the greatest thing ever. I don't think people are going to estimate enough how unfortunate it would be for everyone in that membership group to know that you're the guy who like is only there because a tree fell on you. You'd have no respect. And it would kind of stink to be like the one guy at the bottom of the totem pole at Augusta. I would still take it.
I would take it.
But
I think we'd all take it.
It's not as great as it seems.
No. You got hit by a tree.
And then everyone's like, oh, that's the guy. He made a, like, yeah. He was going to sue us otherwise.
They're also like, they don't want you in the Masters grounds. But what we do want to do here in Scalzo and Brust is bring a smile and not hurt you. And that's give away free pizza and beer. Screaming Sicilian Pizza, Potosi Cave Ale. It's Cave Ale season still. It's such a good beer. Pairs well with all your fish fries. 800-990-3776. Caller one in Madison, caller one in Milwaukee. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776.
A big thank you to Brian D. for measuring Ben Bross today.
Accurately.
Accurately. Very accurately. We've got Bucks Grizzlies coming up next across all of ESPN Wisconsin. Have a weekend, Wisconsin!